Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The upcoming anniversary of the horrible events of 9/11, and not just the ones the media sold you, is nigh.
One of the ironies of these last several years, for so many years, Al-Qaeda and ISIS, the number one terror threat to the United States, now the number one terror threat homegrown.
That is exactly right. They're more concerned about far-right radicals. They've killed more people in this country since 9/11 than foreign-based terrorists. They're more concerned about the fact that ISIS and Al-Qaeda, through social media, can basically brainwash people thousands of miles away to act independently without command and control from them. That is the concern this week, and I can tell you, combined with the domestic terror threat and that threat, law enforcement is as antsy as I've seen them in quite some time.
What many of us labeled as conspiracy theorists were screaming from the rooftops has now become accepted ancient history.
What I didn't know in that morning is the secret decisions that were made at the highest levels of the government and what the government was willing to do under the blanket of national security, what they were willing to do and going way outside the law. Immediately, I mean, within days and weeks, verbal authorization was being granted for a program called Stellar Wind, in which they're turning the extraordinary power of NSA and pointing it not just foreign, but also domestic.
Parts of it are still classified. I just call it a warrantless wiretapping program that involved large metadata collection and also collection of content, much of it happening in the homeland.
Will we avenge their deaths and reclaim what was stolen from us following the new Pearl Harbor, as was outlined by the neocons in their project for a new American century? There are many theories surrounding the events of 9/11, and they will be continued to be debated ad nauseum. But what can't be denied is that Americans continued to be attacked from within as their liberties were discarded for a creeping New World Order surveillance state.
And we get different views now on just what these spying powers mean and what might happen if they expire.
And as the elitist social engineers gathered over two decades to formulate humanity's demise at Davos and Bilderberg, that system has evolved into a medical tyranny United Nations Cloward and Piven Great Reset.
For the fourth industrial revolution, aimed at helping civil society meet the challenges presented by the rapid technological change.
There is a small bump in the road. Joe Biden has actually managed to sign an executive order instructing the U.S. Attorney General to personally examine the merits of all cases where the government had invoked state secrets privilege and to err on the side of disclosure in cases where the events in question occurred two decades ago or longer. Biden finally caved after the families of 9/11 victims requested Biden not attend any anniversary events until he honored his campaign promise to release the documents.
It's time for the truth to come out, and we would have signed this letter regardless of who it was in the Oval Office. It's the 20-year anniversary. We need help. We need a president that's going to once and for all take our side and not the side of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
The only salve we can apply is to never forget the lives of those lost on that day and honoring them by reclaiming our birthright. Post haste. John Bound reporting.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Join Bandot Video, and I will complete your training. Together, we can overthrow the Emperor and restore the Republic.
it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena and he's continuing to expose serious issues from the 2020 election. We need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made in American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, you've seen him all over Fox News. I've seen him all over other national media. He's very well spoken. Dr. Peter McCullough, academic physician from Dallas, my hometown. And he drove down here to graciously be with us in studio. He'll be with us 30 minutes into the next hour. Then I'm going to get into a special report on the left and how they are under mass psychosis and some of the studies and documentation of that. Then the War Room, 3 p.m. Central today. Dr. Peter McCullough is here. He wants to get into vaccine failure. He wants to get into now we know what these supposed shots are doing and where he thinks it's all going. But also, he wants to get into some censorship. First, you've seen big tech go around and block Senator Rand Paul when he says things they don't like, even though it's true that natural immunity is better than vaccine immunity. Donald Trump censored off Twitter. I mean, this is so dangerous. And the big group they're trying to silence is doctors and scientists and nurses. So, Dr. Peter McCullough, thank you so much. AmericaOutloud.com. And you do your great McCullough report as well. Thanks for coming in, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm going to try to give you the floor because you're a very well-spoken guy and you're on a lot of other shows, a lot of other guests. You usually have 5 minutes or whatever. Where do you want to start first?
Well, by introduction, I'm an academic internist and cardiologist in Dallas, Texas. I see patients every week. I'm the editor of two major journals that are cited by the National Library of Medicine. I'm the senior associate editor of the longest-standing journal in cardiology. And as many of your listeners know, I've dedicated the last year and a half to COVID-19. In a sense, I've done a self-directed fellowship in infectious disease and in COVID-19. And as you implied, I've been subject to censorship, as many other academic physicians have, largely because we are publicly participating in a topic of national importance. And this is very, very critical. In a time like this, we need many doctors and we need many scientists to put their ideas together to help guide America forward. And that's one of the reasons why myself and others are frequent commentators on national media programs like this one. And unfortunately, my healthcare system in Dallas is suing me personally related to issues in a separation agreement, but I am declaring no opinions on behalf of any affiliation or organization. My opinions are only those of myself, as they are with any doctor in any scientific discourse.
It's and again, the group you're with, my family's used, really respected, really loved, but you don't even want their name said. You've never brought them in. And the idea that you, as a family man, as a doctor, as a respected academic, the fact that you're not supposed to have speech in America, that's preposterous. Since when? It's not like you're in the CIA and you violated some non-disclosure. It's not like you told them what's going on. It's Scott and White.
All we're doing is discussing the data, and one of the things that I want your fact checkers who watch your show and they follow me carefully, have them fact check every single citation I'm going to give today over the next few minutes, because all we're going to do is talk about scientific data and apply the results to the path forward in the pandemic.
Give us a prelude, and then please, if you get into it, you're gracious to be here, sir. As millions are watching right now, millions will watch later when it's archived, of what you want to lay out in the next hour and 25 minutes.
I think one of the biggest topics, and it's really of public health importance, is that the COVID-19 vaccines that were so heavily leveraged and relied upon in our federal response to the pandemic are failing. And patients who are fully and partially vaccinated are contracting COVID-19, and we got to talk about them.
What are some of the other areas you want to get into?
I think we really should cover the issue of what's called early sequence multi-drug therapy, because it applies to both those vaccinated and unvaccinated who are at high risk and develop COVID-19.
All right, you'll have the floor when we come back. We've got 5-6 minutes to break. Let me ask you a few questions. What do you make of Australia saying up to 5 shots a year? Israel now saying a 4th shot, maybe a 5th or 6th every year. Pfizer's talking about therapeutic pills you're going to take. And now they're saying they want smartphones to document you're taking your pills daily. It sounds like the drug companies are literally involved in a hostile takeover. Trump said last week on national TV that, yeah, Pfizer basically had more power when he was president than he did.
There's a real clear theme of progressive loss of medical freedom tied to progressively reduced personal freedom. And we know from these vaccine platforms, there were 24 of them, messenger RNA and adenoviral DNA platforms. None of them were actually designed to be vaccines. They were designed to be genetic transfer technology programs with intermittent injections.
Wow. It's just amazing. And I remember reading, I'm no doctor like you, but I remember 18 months ago, Gates is like, well, you'll need a lot of boosters. And then I went and looked it up, and they go, yeah. The chief scientist in England over their big government lab there, he goes, well, these are really gene therapies. He's for it. And he's saying you'll need one every 5 or 6 months. I mean, they're admitting it and then playing dumb like it's a new thing.
Well, gene transfer technology for most individuals is a form of the common cold is certainly not justified. I can tell you this much, that a definition of a successful vaccine is it would at least have to last a year, at least a year, and it would have to have 50% protection. And what we know now is that the Israeli health minister has Pfizer fully vaccinated at 39% protection. Pirenek and colleagues from the Mayo Clinic large study has Pfizer at 42% protective. And then the Imperial College of London with the REACT study group has Pfizer at 44% protection. And so there's no secret why Pfizer basically is a non-viable failing vaccine. And it's first up for now boosters into a failing commercial product.
And we've still got 4 minutes to break. So, Dr. McCullough, please start now. You wanted to get into vaccine failure first.
Well, the CDC is telling us, and I think this is really important for Americans to know, the CDC has on its website a total of thousands of cases of fully vaccinated Americans who are failed, and they're in the hospital. They have a paper out by Havers and colleagues from the CDC. In the month of June, they had, of those hospitalized in America with COVID-19, 23.4% were partially or fully vaccinated. We know from a posting on the CDC website in late August that 70 to 80% of those who died with COVID-19 that were fully vaccinated were over age 65. So unfortunately, the people who need the vaccinations the most are not having the vaccines pull through for them.
And people can say, well, if you look at Israel, if 90% are vaccinated, of course, most people in the hospital are going to be vaccinated. But in the old days, most vaccines pretty much worked. Since when does the immunity go away in just a few months?
Well, in Israel, we had a pre-vaccination curve to look at. So that was very clear. You could see the height of the curve. Anybody can go to Worldometer or any one of these COVID tracker websites and look at the pre-vaccination curve. Now look at the post-vaccination curve with essentially all eligible adults vaccinated in Israel. The post-vaccination curve, the Delta curve, is larger than the pre-vaccination curve. So there, in many ways, the vaccine has made the outbreak worse. And this was predicted by many experts in the field.
Wow, we're going to go to break in a minute and a half, but please continue.
We know more that a paper that just hit New England Journal of Medicine by Keener and colleagues from the University of California at San Diego, where they had 83% of healthcare workers fully vaccinated, they now have more vaccinated cases, 94, compared to unvaccinated cases of healthcare workers getting COVID-19. An example, we're here in the healthcare arena, where there's vaccine mandates across health systems in the United States, is actually making it worse, that we were better off before mass vaccination.
And again, I'm not a respected doctor and an academic like you, but I can look at the curves here all over the world. As they get the first shot, the second shot, suddenly mass hospitalizations, mass deaths, illnesses trailing right after. So it's like I pull a trigger with a 308, shoot a deer at 100 yards, I watch the deer fall over. I watch them take the shot, I watch them fall over. I mean, I'm not a rocket scientist, but this looks bad, doctor.
Sure, we have Israel, we have Gibraltar, Singapore, Iceland, United Kingdom. United Kingdom does some of the best data analyses that we have. We have the technical briefing September 3rd. 492,528 cases of Delta, 55.4% are vaccinated.
Doc, stay there. Start over on this. This is huge. When we come back, and I've got some of the graphs out of Israel, out of Gibraltar, out of Singapore that you mentioned. When we come back, and he is the host of the McCullough Report, McCullough Report. Find it at AmericaOutloud.com, and he's fighting hard for all of us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Because he's saying amazing stuff. Dr. Peter McCullough, AmericanOutlaw.com. He is with us, and I've got all the graphs out of Israel showing right after they get the shots, first, second, third, exploding. He's got all the statistics, and he was telling me how really serious Delta is. Now, last year I said, hey, this is overblown. There's people that die of car wrecks. They're saying have it. This mutation, which I think came from the vaccinated, is super deadly. And super bad, and he was just telling me how bad it is, and I don't need him to tell me. I believe him. I experienced it, my family and my crew, and around Austin. So please continue, Doctor, and repeat what you said.
No, I agree. I underestimated Delta as well. I was on national TV a couple times mentioning that it was going to be more mild. And it is true. It has a lower case fatality rate than the other versions. And this is shown in the UK variant report, even up to September 3rd. But it's largely because younger people get it. But the younger people who get it, it's a difficult illness.
But it's way more contagious, right?
And it's way more contagious. And let me tell you, we've always had Delta. We've always had about a dozen different variants. And what happened was during the pre-vaccinated era, there was an ecological diversity. And when we started vaccinating, we basically allowed a dominant variant to come forward. And this actually started in India at Amashra, where they started using the Sinovac vaccine in a couple of spots there. And once we get a dominant mutant to go forward, it finds a way of walking on the vaccines.
Take your time and explain. It's in all the literature that these live vaccines or whatever, you're the doctor, create these dominant mutants just like in chickens, and you get this Marek disease.
Yes, that's exactly right. So what happened is, with using the CoronaVac or Sinovac vaccine, which is a whole virus kill vaccine, that it creates an environment where the diversity of the different strains reduces. And a paper from Mayo Clinic in Boston by Neeson and colleagues showed when you get to about 25% vaccinated in a population, you're no longer going to have ecological diversity, and it will narrow. What happened in the United States following India and the UK is we went from about 2% Delta early in the spring to most recent estimates, end of August by CDC, 99.1% Delta.
Wow.
Never had 99% of a single strain in the United States. That is a product of vaccination changing the ecological diversity of the variant.
Explain how that works.
It turns out that in a paper by Fahrenholt, another one by Venkata Krishnan, and then actually by our CDC director getting on TV, Americans learned that the Delta variant, which has seven mutations in the spike protein, several in the nucleocapsid, it has basically achieved antigenic escape. What that means is that the antibodies that are raised by the vaccines cannot hit the virus and can't hit it well enough to stop it. And that's the reason why, for instance, Delta is having such an easy time with Pfizer. Now, Pfizer's 30 micrograms per shot. It's the weakest of all the vaccines. Moderna is 100 micrograms of messenger RNA per shot. Moderna is holding up a bit better in the PureNex study from Mayo Clinic at 72% protection with Delta. Johnson & Johnson, we don't know. But I can tell you it's clear at 99.1% Delta, it is all about Delta. Delta appears to be beating the vaccines. The vaccines are not being adjusted to cover Delta. And if we have any type of booster that comes in sooner than a year, that's basically a marker of a failed vaccine.
Now, how did you and so many other doctors a year ago, year and a half ago, predict it would fail, predict it would cause all these problems? And then why do you think, I know you don't like to speculate, would the establishment go forward with something they knew would be a fiasco?
Linus Pauling predicted it a long time ago. Linus Pauling said, listen, don't try to vaccinate for the common cold. Why? Because we have a respiratory virus. It is going to use the nasal and oropharyngeal passages for its initial touchdown in the human body. That's not well protected by systemic vaccines. We know that the lymph nodes and IgA and the other components of the immune system up in the nose and mouth are not well juiced by a vaccine that goes in the arm. The other reason why we knew this is that coronaviruses are a family of common cold viruses, and prior attempts at trying to vaccinate against them have failed. To make matters worse, it wasn't that it shows a live attenuated or a killed vaccine, which has been tried and failed, or a pure protein vaccine, which is still on the way. Instead, the decision was a genetic vaccine. And the genetic vaccines have a dangerous mechanism of action. They trick the body cells into producing the dangerous Wuhan spike protein, the original wild-type spike protein. This spike protein is the product of gain-of-function research out of the Wuhan lab, and now the human body is tricked into producing it by synthetic messenger RNA, which has very strong nucleoside analog caps, which don't allow the messenger RNA to be broken down very easily, or the adenoviral DNA, which comes in billions and billions of particles through the J&J vaccine. What you need to know is we've never had a vaccine before that distributed to the brain, that distributed to the heart and the other vital organs, and then set up shop in producing a dangerous foreign protein in our own body.
And that was my next question, because, again, I use layman terms. I just knew that, like, the polio vaccine they're using is the number one cause of polio because it's a live virus vaccine. And I talked to other scientists, and I read the reports. This genetic system, I understand, is a genetic vaccine, so it's, like, synthetic, or correct me if I'm wrong. I'm just saying that sounds closer to a live virus vaccine because it does go into your body and produce a synthetic copy. So it sounds similar to that. So I'm trying to understand how it's creating variants or how it's shedding if it's not a live virus.
No, it's different because in a live attenuated, let's say even a replication incompetent, you're getting exposed to the entire virus. That would be like the inactivated flu. But the point is, here, we actually have the genetic code for the worst part of the virus going into our cells. Our cells produce this protein in an uncontrolled fashion for an uncontrolled duration of time. It's expressed on the cell surface, which is wrong, and then the body attacks its own cells because it recognizes the spike protein.
And you and others warned of that over a year ago, so why the hell did the system do this?
I published an op-ed in the Hill this summer before all this took off. And the title of the paper was The Great Gamble of the COVID-19 Vaccine Development Program. And, you know, I didn't predict all of it, but I said, you know what, this looks very, very much to be a gamble. We are putting all of our eggs in one basket. There was a defocus on early and late treatment. We were hyper-focusing on fear, isolation, lockdowns, wearing a mask, and waiting to be saved by a vaccine. There was almost this vaccine prep that was going on from a psychological perspective. And then when these vaccines were rolled out, there was really weren't too many questions asked. Like, what is this stuff? How long does it last in the human body? And so we learned everything after the fact. For instance, a paper from Ogata and colleagues from Harvard shows the spike protein circulates in the human body for 2 weeks afterwards. We know this spike protein damages blood cells. It damages blood vessels, cells, endothelial cells, and causes thrombosis and blood.
So is it true that it can shed and infect others?
It's true that the Chinese have shown the whole virus gets into sweat, it gets into oropharyngeal and urogenital secretions, and it makes sense the spike protein, a subunit of the virus, clearly would be in these body secretions, and shedding probably does occur. I can tell you clinically, the most significant shedding I've ever seen clinically is a recipient of the shedding event that the young person expressed shingles, as an example, or can change menstrual periods or feel somewhat ill.
That's what we've seen in the news is people that have partners that took it are getting rashes.
Right. And so, in fact, it was basically close contact, sexual contact. So it's reasonable advice based on what's known. No close contact for about 4 weeks with a vaccinated individual.
Wow. Doctor, stay there. This is incredible. I want you to go wherever you want. We come back into the vaccine failure, where you think this goes and what you think is going to happen now that this is all coming out. I mean, the world's learning about this. This thing's falling apart. I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake.
Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Dr. Peter McCullough is in studio. We were asking him to come on via Skype. He said, hey, I'll just jump in my car and drive down from my old hometown, Dallas. So here he is with us in the InfoWars News studio. So, Doc, you wanted to continue with the vaccines not working. Why they thought you'd send in something that makes your body create a spike protein. Explain what they thought this would do, because I looked at all these other studies where they tried to make vaccines for the cold or for SARS in animals, and it killed most of them. And so what do we expect now these vaccines to do over time if we've seen so much bad reactions? I mean, that's a whole other subject, so just tackle whatever you want.
Okay, the hope was that small amount of genetic material, messenger RNA, adenoviral DNA in the arm,
it basically injects genetic material into some local cells in the arm, produces the spike protein locally, gets immunity. That was the perfect story. What we've learned is lipid nanoparticles go everywhere. There have been papers from China years ago showing these lipid nanoparticles go everywhere. They go into the brain. They go into the heart.
They're designed to pierce things.
They go into reproductive. They're taken up because they're lipids. They're taken up by reproductive organs that are producing steroid-based hormones. And what we've learned is, A, they go everywhere. The Japanese knew this. When Pfizer came with their application, the Japanese said, you know, we don't believe you. It doesn't stay in the arm. Show us where it goes. The Pfizer had to do a biodistribution study in animals, go back and show them where the lipid nanoparticles go. They hyperconcentrate in the animal ovaries. We assume the same thing is true in humans. That's not good news for women.
By the way, I saw the data sheet from the chemical companies. They say not for human ingestion, that type of lipid oil particle.
It's been modified with polyethylene glycol, which makes it a little bit more stable in the human.
So antifreeze makes it better?
Antifreeze, well, you know, polyethylene glycol is used in other cosmetic products. But what the listeners need to know is these are brand new technologies. And unfortunately, everything we've learned about them since the time they've been released has been bad. A, they're distributed everywhere. B, the spike protein is expressed on cell surfaces. The body attacks our own cells. The spike protein breaks free, circulates for 2 weeks. Now a recent basic science study done in China shows the vaccine itself in animals directly causes the myocarditis. It causes the inflammation.
And you're a heart doctor, so you can really speak to that.
And I've seen cases of this. It's basically the heart basically goes on fire. It becomes inflamed as it's expressing spike protein locally and having spike protein delivered to heart muscle cells. It's not supposed to be there.
The heart does not like it.
The heart, you need it to beat all the beats of your life. It doesn't like it. I'll tell you, another organ doesn't like it is the brain. And so when we have local spike production, spike protein production in the brain, we're asking for trouble, and the FDA agrees. So now the FDA has warnings on Pfizer and Moderna for myocarditis, broad warnings. J&J has warnings regarding the neurologic system for Guillain-Barré, as well as blood clots. And in fact, all of them through spike protein production cause blood clots. The final common pathway in terms of death in COVID-19 is actually due to micro blood clots in the lungs. The last thing we need is a vaccine that causes blood clots. And I say the final thing that is really disturbing is that a recent paper shows an interaction between the spike protein and two cancer-producing genes. One is BRCA, well-known for breast cancer and other female cancers, and the other one, P53, which is the tumor suppressor gene. Spike protein interacts with these in a way that could be oncogenic. Now, the company skipped all the cancer, teratogenicity, oncogenicity, mutagenicity studies, and even in the conditional approval of...
Yeah, slow down, Doc, because talk to us like we're 5 years old. Explain, wow, connected to cancer. The slow down. Tell us what mutagenic means.
The theory is that if the spike protein occurs over a prolonged period of time, based on the basic science data, it could be cancer promoting. And why is this concerning? Because we have shot one, shot two, now it's being proposed, shot three and four. If these continue to...
Those are called insults.
Yeah, well, it's more induction of spike protein, which is going to cause trouble in the human body. It doesn't look good.
Why did they say a year ago in England when the shot started, 8 months ago when it started here, oh, don't worry if your uterus swells up or you have bleeding or if you get lymph nodes that swell up, or and just tell your doctor it's no big deal if it looks like cancer. But then they rush them in and it's like stage four. Roger Stone's wife got the Pfizer. Huge thing swelled up 2 weeks later under her arm, lymphomic. I mean, right there, it's doing a bunch of weird stuff. What's happening?
My interpretation, I've been called in these cases too. I don't think the vaccine is causing those cancers, but is causing the inflammation and the reaction that makes the cancer evident. And our radiologists were telling this because after a woman takes a vaccine in the arm, it distorts the breast tissue and lymph nodes enough where the mammogram becomes difficult to read. And so probably these ovarian cases, uterine, and breast cancer cases, it's really an issue of discovery. So this inflammation that the spike protein causes makes it clinically apparent.
What about the bleeding, like 80-year-old women getting menstrual bleeding after the shots?
Well, it makes sense that the idea is the spike protein is distributed to the uterus as well as the ovaries. Invariably, there's going to be some changes in female hormones. All we need is a little relative estrogen withdrawal, progesterone dominance, and then we have uterine bleeding.
And in layman's terms?
Well, the bottom line is the vaccine is causally related to these menstrual abnormalities.
Wow. Please continue. I mean, I got to ask questions, but you've got so much to say.
Well, the big news is if the vaccines are failing, and they clearly are, and we're getting calls every day, more and more people who are either partially fully vaccinated and getting COVID-19, we need to reduce the risks of hospitalization and death. We've been through two administrations. We have not seen a team of qualified doctors running the show who have experience in treating COVID-19 and reducing these events. If we can actually have this illness survivable in the home, it's going to be rough. But if we survive in the home and we don't require hospitalization and don't die, we actually have a victory. And that takes what's called sequence multi-drug therapy for COVID-19. That's what I published in the American Journal of Medicine in August of 2020, Reviews in Cardiovascular Medicine in December 2020. That is the basis of the home treatment guide that is fully supported by the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, the Truth for Health organization, very similar to the Frontline Critical Care Consortium. They have additional protocols, and the American Frontline Doctors. What America needs to know is we have four major organizations, one of them which has chapters in every state in America supporting early treatment, and America should look to these treatment organizations and not be chilled by the messaging that's coming down through major media, as well as some of our government agencies, which basically imply don't treat the illness. I can tell you, it is a giant mistake in a high-risk person to not treat
the illness. Yeah, why would they say last year and this year, oh, just stay at home until you can't breathe, and their answer is put a tube down your throat, when my parents were deathly ill, and as soon as we got them on the oral steroids, the inhalable steroids, the ivermectin, and the quercetin and aspirin and my dad was on oxygen. He was like in the low 80s. The next day he was putting chairs together that got delivered and was, I mean, he was like 80% better the next day, 90% the next day. I mean, it was miraculous.
Well, that's what it takes. What you know, I just provided commentary on the national TV about Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan got on and said, listen, I got the sequence combination. And I said, listen, that's how I drew it up for America. And it wasn't just me. I had 57 authors. And we said, listen, we've got to treat this problem. We use a combination.
That's right. For folks who don't know, you were one of the original folks that brought up that protocol that's been adopted by a lot of people. Thank God.
I mean, I'm the first author of the two major peer-reviewed publications that have brought this to the world, the most widely used protocols in the world. And it involves drugs that reduce the replication of the virus early. It involves drugs that influence and reduce inflammation called cytokine storm. And then lastly, thrombosis or blood clotting. When people die, every autopsy that's ever been done on someone with COVID-19, in the end, the lungs are filled with blood clots. And what people need to know is we need drugs to influence all three phases of the illness. Not a single drug is a cure.
Wow. And so many hospitals are doing it, having great success. They're having it all over the world. The Japanese scientists, the head of their union in Tokyo says 100% success. Give early. They have all the African numbers. But then you and others all get demonized, I guess, because Big Pharma doesn't want any competition.
Well, there's a variety of stakeholders. And the thing that's most disturbing is we had National Institutes of Health staffers, FDA staffers, and major media basically say that there's no evidence for ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, and that there's no support for early treatment. And it's just the opposite. Hydroxychloroquine, 280 supportive studies, dozens of clinical trials, clearly works when it's used.
Hold on, Doc. Stay there. This is amazing. This is so incredibly important. Check out his website, American Out Loud, AmericaOutLoud.com, the-McCullough-report.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XE family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Somebody that our little bird told me is a big fan of you, Eric Clapton. Well, what do you think of what happened to him?
Well, you know, Eric's a terrific guy, and he is making the point that medical freedom really matters. And we need medical freedom, not only in terms of choosing a vaccine or not, understanding the risks and benefits, but also early treatment. And as I was mentioning, hydroxychloroquine, well-supported and still a mainstay and frontline in so many countries. Huge surge in hydroxychloroquine last spring in 2020, and then there was a giant effort to suppress hydroxychloroquine. Guess what we're seeing this year? Ivermectin. Ivermectin, a drug that's very useful in treating COVID-19, 61 supportive studies, 35.
Because if you go to the NIH website, they say you're not a horse, don't take it. But then you type in studies ivermectin, they're almost all positive as antiviral. So explain what it is, why they're suppressing, and what it does.
This is really important. Ivermectin works to reduce the entry of the virus into the nucleus of the human cell, but it's the only drug we also have that antagonizes the effect of the spike protein, the dangerous spine on the ball of the virus. And ivermectin is versatile in terms of almost all the outpatient and inpatient studies are positive in terms of reducing mortality. And the courts agree. There are so many cases in America where there's a loved one in the hospital suffering with COVID-19. They're not getting good treatment. They're not getting ivermectin. The families go to the courts and demand ivermectin. Ralph Lorigo is the lead attorney on most of these cases. And the judges give an order to tell the doctors to give ivermectin.
That's just amazing.
Can you imagine going to the court to demand high-quality care for a loved one, yet it's happening across the United States? Well, what happened in the last few days is there was a messaging campaign that came out from the staffers at the NIH and FDA that ivermectin is a horse dewormer, that they claimed that there was no evidence in using treatment for COVID-19. They claimed that there was an overrun of calls to the National Poison Control Center on this. In fact, there was even false claims of hospitals coming in with safety events. Well, TrialSite News, led by Daniel O'Connor, recently broke the story. They went to the National Poison Control Center and said, what's going on? Turns out they had over 1,000 calls, zero deaths. There was a few issues of concern that the Poison Control Center helped out on. The vast majority of calls were simply dose or administrative-related calls because ivermectin.
And it turns out that story in the Rolling Stone, they had to retract it. Nobody in the hospital sick with ivermectin. None of it was true. No backlogs. No gunshot victims not getting help. It was all a giant lie. And even Rachel Maddow and the London Guardian and others have not retracted yet, though Rolling Stone has.
And those media individuals and the government representatives, in my view, are costing American lives. I mean, costing, this isn't a joke. They're costing American lives. The ivermectin is part of our approved protocol supported by four major societies. In fact, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons fired off a letter to the AMA basically saying, listen, shut down this messaging because you're hurting Americans. We're costing lives and unneeded hospitalizations. Japan and so many first world countries use ivermectin frontline in sequence multidrug therapy.
I just can't believe Rolling Stone retracted it and said, okay, nobody was sick. It was all made up. But Rachel Maddow and others, as of Showtime, hundreds of publications will not retract it. They're still saying this. This is going to kill people.
Well, misinformation put out by government officials, NIH and FDA staffers, and then parroted by major media is hurting Americans and hurting Americans worldwide. You know, this idea that we have high-quality sequenced multi-drug therapy, we talked about the antivirals, we actually have monoclonal antibodies. We use Regeneron antibodies. We've seen former President Trump, Joe Rogan, Governor Abbott, everyone receive these antibodies.
We had staff members that were super sick, couldn't breathe. Instead of going to the hospital, they got Regeneron 5 to 6 hours later, 100% better. That sounds like a miracle.
Well, listen, when I came down here and testified in the Texas Senate, I fried the Department of Health and Human Services. I said, where are these antibodies? Where's the 1-800 number? How does the...
Because you're saying there's 500 million doses.
There's 500 million pre-purchased doses. Now, Lilly, the bamlivimab is no longer effective, but we have Regeneron and other products. And the bottom line is Americans need to demand this. And if it's given earlier, patients do better.
And don't play around with this, folks. I mean, I've had experiences with Delta. It's not fun.
Exactly. And I have to tell you what, the antibodies, we follow it up with a sequence of other drugs. Really important is steroids. We can use inhaled budesonide. Innovator Richard Bartlett, the West Texas Maverick, he's the first one to show this. He was on national TV. They later on called him a snake oil salesman. Two randomized trials support his idea. Richard Bartlett was right all along about inhaled
budesonide. I'm a Dr. Bartlett.
Yeah, terrific guy. We have oral steroids, and prednisone works fine. Dexamethasone is probably a bad choice by the British. We use prednisone in our protocols. And the bottom line is colchicine, showed by the Canadians. The largest clinical trial in all of COVID-19, the co-corona trial, showed colchicine given for 30 days reduces the risk. Colchicine, a gout drug in combination with these other drugs work. Nobody gives a word to this. This is a 4,000-patient, double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled trial. The highest quality science that we have in COVID-19 is with colchicine, and our government staffers will make no mention of it.
All right, let's talk about this. You're right. The vaccine failure is the biggest news, and I think they knew all along, and now they're going to just trap people in endless shots in Robidope. But what about having the number one and number two head virologist, head vaccine experts at the FDA quit last week? The UK scientists didn't quit. They said, we're not giving this to under 16s. And Europe's saying, we're not going to give the booster shot. It's not going to work. That is all the regulatory people in the EU, the UK, and the US turning against the governments. But now Boris Johnson and the EU head and also, I guess, LeGrand's her name, and Biden are saying, we don't care, we're going ahead. Whatever happened to trust the science? So what does it say when the pro-vaccine vaccine experts over the government agencies say, this is political and this is wrong. Oh, and by the way, we didn't really authorize these vaccines. We did another emergency authorization. That sounds like some serious covering the ass.
Well, we've actually got malfeasance, and that's wrongdoing by those in position of authority. We have leading scientists say, listen, shut this down. Dr. Tess Lowry, who leads the evidence-based consulting group in the UK, the lead consulting group to the WHO in May, put forward her recommendation based on the yellow card system to the MHRA, shut down the program, not appropriate for human use, not safe for human use. And then we move forward. When August 23rd, what happened is the FDA with the Pfizer-BioNTech meeting, there was no briefing booklet. Where's the briefing booklet? There's normally a briefing booklet from the sponsor, one done by the FDA, no advisory panel, no public citizen comment, basically behind closed doors. Pfizer does not get approved. It actually gets continuation of the EUA. There is a switch in bait where now BioNTech gets conditional approval of Comirnaty, but it's a legally distinct, maybe medicinally distinct entity, yet doesn't exist in the United States. That gets conditional approval with a whole litany of myocarditis studies that have to be done post-marketing. The talking point that comes out of the meeting is that Pfizer is FDA approved. It's not. That talking point goes all the way up to the President of the United States, and there's a whole wave of vaccine mandates. What happened on August 23rd was probably one of the biggest examples of regulatory malfeasance of all time.
Wow. And again, a talking point now becomes the lie that it's approved and they order the military to take it. That is beyond sensational. That is just so crazy.
And beyond that, Dr. Gruber, one of the two senior FDA officials who resigned, the one who signed the letter to Comirnaty for the conditional approval to BioNTech, she's one of the ones who resigned 7 days later.
What do you make of those resignations?
I think in a busy regulatory cycle where there's briefing booklets, where there are applications, a lot of data. Listen, I do this. I've testified for the FDA. I've been on data safety monitoring boards. I've been the lead consultant for companies. I can tell you in a big regulatory cycle like this, the last thing you need is people leaving. And when they do, it's a sign of things going bad.
That's right. They said that we were not consulted. And it shouldn't be politicians making this decision. They also said, why is the CDC making decisions? We are the cabinet-level agency, which is true.
There's going to be a lot of shame and a lot of guilt on people's shoulders when they look back in history. And I think that's what these regulators are thinking of.
We're going to do 30 more minutes in the next hour. You're so gracious to be here, Doctor. What are we going to cover next hour?
We're going to pick up on the issue of how to move forward in the pandemic. I think it's really important because this has to end at some point in time. And I can help you guide things forward.
All right. Tell people the best place to find your show.
Go to America Out Loud Talk Radio and look for the McCullough Report. I put out a weekly podcast with a write-up. And importantly, I'm going outside the United States to talk to experts all over the world regarding the pandemic, because one thing you'll never see on mainstream media is no window to the outside world on how they're handling COVID-19.
All right. Amazing. We'll be right back. Remember, InfoWars.com and our hundreds of radio stations and all of this cannot be on air without your support. We also pay for satellites to hit a lot of the world for free, even though people aren't buying stuff in Asia and Africa and Eastern Europe. That's fine. We do it as a service. That costs a lot of money. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We also pay for Global Shortwave, 100,000 watts, WWCR. Go there and help keep us on air and help us have this global outreach and save lives. Get your vitamin mineral fusion and some of the other products discounted right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll keep us on air. You are the InfoWar. Stay with us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.